Hey, 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 welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show. I am your host, Dr. Gigi Jasmine. When I first became a solopreneur as a real estate agent, I thought I was going to have the time of my life. I would have flexible schedule, unlimited income potential, and that I was going to have the time to do everything else I wanted to do. Boy, was I wrong. Like so many, I took my class, took the exam, and then got the license. But then no one ever really taught you how to really run a real estate business until I had to do it. And then I learned all of the different components involved in it. And soon enough, I was back on earth, knowing that this is not going to be that easy. So in this episode, I will share with you 7 questions to help you stop struggling and take back your schedule. Are you ready? Grab your pen and paper and let's get started. Hey, 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 my name is Dr. Gigi Jasmine and I am obsessed with all things personal development and helping you face your fears, shatter your limiting beliefs, and show up messy in this process of creating a life and business that lights you up. I am the girl from the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere who put herself through school, became an educator, built a real estate business, and wrote the book on conquering your past. Is there a subject that's off limits? No way. Mindset, money, abuse, mental health, family, education are all topics we discuss here. This is the place where you will learn how to be a happy, vibrant, curious, productive, and brave woman who builds a life she loves. Grab your lime water and your favorite cozy pillow and get ready to take messy action. This is the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show. This episode is brought to you by That was around 2004 when I started my real estate business. And by then, I was building a family. I married a guy who with 3 kids, and soon enough we had 3 of our own. And that became a lot, because I got into real estate thinking that I was going to have the time to spend with my family, the time for leisure activities, and for some passion projects like, you know, writing books and blogging and the like. So it didn't take me too long for me to realize that I was struggling with my time, struggling with my schedule, struggling to determine what was most important and where should I spend my time. So when I got into blogging, coaching, and podcasting, I knew a few things to put into place. I knew how to not overwhelm myself to the point where I didn't know what to do or I wanted to quit. It's important for us to keep what's important in focus because it will help us to determine where to spend our time. So to help you stop struggling and take your schedule back, I have a few questions to help you put things in perspective. What you will learn is that successful entrepreneurs do these things. They ask themselves these questions and they really put the answers into practice because they don't want to be overwhelmed. They don't want their schedule to take over their life. They want to have a life. And what these questions will help you to do is it will help you to determine what to work on each day, when to work on it, and also if there are any parts of your schedule that can be delegated to someone else. Question number 1, what time of day do I have the most energy? That is important. I'm sure you have heard of the morning person or the night person Okay. That's important because that's when you have the most energy. That's when you are most creative. That's when you can be more focused. So determine, what is that for you? When do you find yourself getting up? When do you find yourself going to sleep? I would say I was a night person. I usually go to sleep later and then get up later. Because as the years went by, I had to change that. You know, I had to change that habit because my kids were going to school earlier. So I find myself waking up at 3:30, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, because that's when I can get the most done. So I was, naturally, I'm a night person, but then I changed that habit because that's when I had time to get things done. Okay, so yes, it doesn't matter which type you are. And some people, hey, they just, if they really have that freedom of schedule, they can decide whatever time is. It could be in the middle of the day. It could be in the middle of the night. It could be early in the morning. But I chose to make mine early in the morning because that will give me the freedom to get a lot of things done before I had to work with the children. Number two, what do I have on my plate or on my schedule that I can leverage to someone else? Again, you have to determine what's important, and then you have to determine, am I the only one who can do this? If you're not the only one who can do this, perhaps somebody else can do it better. If you find yourself having issues with bookkeeping, maybe bookkeeping is not your thing. So you might want to outsource that out to a bookkeeper or an accountant, and that will free up the time, and that will give you less frustration to deal with so that you can focus that time on something else. Number three, am I interested in what I have on my schedule, or am I committed to it? Ooh, that is a loaded question. We have a tendency of just putting things on our schedule. Oh my gosh, I can have a list so long, each and every day. But the problem is, will I ever get to it? Will I ever get to accomplish half of the things on my list? Wouldn't it be better to choose 2 to 3 things that I know for sure that I am committed to accomplish, that I am committed to finishing? I am committed to check off the list. Because having 20 things on the list to do just for today might be a bit overwhelming and too challenging for you to take on, and you might decide to just not do anything at all, if you can afford it. Or you might end up stressing and overwhelming yourself that you are too tired to really get any more done the next day. Because soon enough, you will burn yourself out. That's what happens. Number four, what am I saying yes to and what am I saying no to? Are you saying yes to everybody who asks you for something, who asks you to do something, who asks you to participate in something? We overwhelm ourselves a whole lot like that because we feel like we have to people please. We feel like if we say no to someone, they will get upset. They might not understand. But once you set that boundary, people will respect it. So what are you saying yes to and what are you saying no to? And I would admonish you to say more no's than yeses, because that's what will keep your calendar clear. And then you will have time to do what you are committed to doing each and every day. Number five, how will my life change a year from now if I commit to weekly time blocking? How will my life change a year from now if I commit to weekly time blocking? Time blocking is important because if you have a major goal, you have to let less important things suffer or put them to the side, okay? Because you know this is very important. You have a deadline. Okay, you have a deadline to meet. And it's important, or it's something that's going to take you to the next level. That's going to move the needle into your business. You must do it. For example, right now I'm working on my lead magnet. My lead magnet is important because I definitely need to get my mailing list going on. It is not a beautiful thing. It is not one of those sexy things to embrace, building your mailing list, but it's something that I know that I have to do. So what I have done is block time, like maybe 4 hours for so many days, and then work on it until it is done. So I let other things suffer so that I can get that project done, because I know if I get it done, it will definitely move the needle into my business. It will bring me more clients. It will allow me to have more sales into my business. So if something is that important, you need to block some time for it. You need to block some time for it. And that means, you know, you may need to sleep one less hour. I know we, you know, entrepreneurs, and especially mommy entrepreneurs, we don't have that much time to sleep. But wherever you can sacrifice, you sacrifice in order for you to find that block of time to spend on that project, because you know that project will make a big difference in your business. Number 6, am I setting healthy boundaries? That goes along with number 4, what am I saying yes to and what am I saying no to? You have to set some boundaries. You have to set a time where you will work and not be disturbed. You have to set a time where you and your family, you have your family time, that people will not disturb that. When you have dinner, when you go out with the kids, when you work, when you make phone calls, when you answer emails. So if you have set some healthy boundaries, then people will know. People will know, and you will know, because you will not say yes to everything people ask you. You will be you'll use discernment and wisdom and those boundaries you have put into place to say, oh, okay, I'm not going to be answering calls at this time or emails at this time because I'm working on this project. I'm not going to let people disturb my weekend plans because those are my plans. I've made them already. So just because you have an emergency doesn't mean that I have to be the one to solve the problem. Okay? And they will understand. And I mean, when I say emergencies, of course, if there's a life-threatening situation, we can accommodate that, you know. But I'm talking about everyday decisions you have to make. You have to have healthy boundaries in place for people to take you seriously and for you to take yourself seriously. Because essentially, the promises you made to yourself is more important than the promises you're making to other people. Because when you respect your boundaries, you're telling yourself that you're important. You're telling yourself that you're valuable and you matter, and your message and your work matters. Number 7. What standards do I have and do I follow them? Ooh, that's a hot one. Have you ever thought about your standards, your values, what's important to you, what's not important to you? And have you ever made it clear to the people around you, your loved ones, your friends and families, and those you come in contact with so that they know what's expected? That is so important, because if you know your standards, if you know what's valuable to you, what's important to you, and how you like to do things, and if you follow them, you must, because if you have them, you must follow them for them to make a difference. If you follow them, you will see a significant difference in your stress level, okay, in your happiness, in your relationships, in your business, and anything else you might partake in. The struggle is real because the stress is real. We're trying to balance so many things. We're trying to balance our home, our relationships, our business, our everyday lives. So many people to take care of, so many people to make happy. And sometimes we forget that we have to start with ourselves. We have to fill our cup before we can fill another person's cup. we have to be on the overflow, okay? We want to give, you know, through our overflow, not our lack. We don't want to be lacking anything. And I hope that these 7 questions will help you to put your schedule in perspective and for you to determine what is worth it and what is not. And if you need help doing that, I am more than willing to help you determine where you are, where you want to go, and to help you figure out the plan in between to get there. Until then, I want you to know that you are unstoppable, and whatever you set your mind to, you can achieve. Until next time. I would love it very much to connect with you. Please follow us on our Facebook page at the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or you can join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers to get weekly motivation, inspiration, life tools, and business tools to really empower you to take unstoppable action. Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show and if you learned something, please tell us on our Facebook page, The Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers on our Facebook page. Also, one of the best gifts you can give me is a review at Apple Podcasts. Hop on in there. And I want to hear from you. I mean, it encourages me, and I get so excited when I get a message from you. Thank you so much again for listening. See you next time.